Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
1 in 4 Americans have insomnia, difficulty falling asleep. Raven, we have a lot of problems, but that's not one of them. That's true. For sure.
That's true. I could have a full cup of coffee, go right to bed 10 minutes later.
1-800-330-9999. Where was the strangest place you fell asleep?
I'm convinced that my car dealership, where I get my car, you know, worked on, tuned up, all that stuff, I'm convinced that they redesigned their entire lobby and service area because I have a tendency to fall asleep there when I'm there.
And you snore.
Yeah. Well, I never, I never drop the car off and then pick it up the next day because our schedules are such that I've got a certain amount of time and I'll just wait for it, and no matter how long it takes. Of course, at that point, it's later in the afternoon. So I have fallen asleep in the car dealership on the sofa there a couple times, more than once.
And now they've removed the sofa.
Yeah, and they have. They've put upstanding like workstations and stuff. Some of them don't even have tables, like highballs, almost like if you were at a cocktail party or something like that. Mm-hmm. Everything is brightly illuminated. They offer snacks, free coffee, all that now. It doesn't matter. I've got news for them. I can fall asleep anywhere, and did it again when I got an oil change last week.
I think that the other parents at my school pickup must think I'm insane because I get to school pickup every day. It's at 2 o'clock.
Right.
I get there about 1:45 to 1:50.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately set the alarm on my phone, and we have to position ourselves where we're all backed into spots close to each other, the cars.
Right.
Because
right.
Now with COVID, you can't get out of the cars.
Line and all that.
Line.
Yep. Right.
And then I immediately fall asleep in the school pickup line every single day.
And the parents, they have to know this, right? Because, I mean, sooner or later, when the car line moves again, if you hesitate, they know you were asleep.
Well, I have a routine. Uh-huh. I set the alarm on my phone for exactly 2 o'clock. So I get there, 1:51. I set the alarm. I close my eyes, immediately fall into a deep sleep, like dreaming deep sleep.
How many times have you woken up and like they're moving early that day?
No.
Or something like that's not happened?
No, because they don't release them till exactly 2 o'clock. I told you, I do this every single day. I have it down to a science. The alarm goes off.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I wake up, I jolt myself awake.
Slap yourself in the face.
Yeah. And then I start scanning the crowd for Hayden so I can wave frantically out the window. Hayden!
That's the thing. I never know how long the car work is going to take, right? So I don't have an alarm thing. I could just pass right out on that. I did fall asleep on a ferry, too. That happened, too.
I used to fall asleep in Grand Central Station. In college, we would take, the train everywhere. And when you missed that last train,
right,
without fail, and I had no problem. I'll be like, I'll sleep right on this floor. I got nothing. Rats running by. All right. I'm good. Let me just take a quick nap right here. Wake up. It's 4:30 in the morning.
I woke up on the boat to this. And there's the attendant, and there was no cars left on the entire boat.
You rookie. You should have set an alarm.
No.
You should have known better.
I was just thinking to myself, how long has he been knocking?
Yeah.
I was so asleep, it took me a minute even to get moving once I was awake. I was like, no, I can't. I'll drive right into the water. I can't do this just yet.
It happens all the time. You just fall asleep.
Right.
And sometimes it's in a pretty weird place that you probably shouldn't fall asleep. Where did you fall asleep? The strangest place. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Where is the strangest place you've ever fallen asleep? 1-800-330-9999. Raven and I can fall asleep literally anywhere,
right,
at any time.
At any time.
Yeah.
Do it in a meeting, do it in a Zoom call, any of that. You know how many times we've been on a Zoom call with somebody and I'm forcing myself not to go head first into the screen?
I thought you were going to fall asleep during the Katy Perry interview.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was 4 in the afternoon, man. That was real hard for me.
I'm like, that would make us go viral. I fall asleep every day in the pickup line at my daughter's school. Every single day.
I mean, I look forward to things like, going to get my car repaired or whatever. I'll fall asleep right there. You put me at the DMV, forget it. Wake me up when my number's up.
1-800-330-9999. Strangest place you fell asleep.
Actually, my husband, he's a mechanic, and one day he fell asleep under a car. He was on a new medication. It was making him really tired. I told him to suck it up, and then I realized he was not kidding.
That was such a wife move. You're like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Next thing you know, he's asleep under the car.
Better than dead, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that weird place that you slept?
We were out to dinner with a bunch of people, and I had some red wine and fell asleep at the table.
Oh, my gosh.
During dinner.
Right. I mean, and you're not a toddler or anything, so that's hard to explain, right?
No. My husband was quite mad.
Yeah. I mean, were you out with, like, his boss, and the conversation was just so stimulating? Boom. I'm out.
Yeah, I was like, red wine just knocks me out. It was friends of ours.
So. Maybe not anymore.
If that was my friend and she fell asleep at the dinner table, I would never wake her up. I would just take so many pictures.
So many pictures,
Instagram
right.
story.
And Raven, where'd you fall asleep?
Good morning. I fell asleep while the emergency doctor was talking to me about my son.
Oh, my gosh.
He was talking to me, and I don't know what the heck happened to me. Like, right in front of his eyes, I was snoring. He was like, ma'am, are you okay? He thought I was drugged up, but I had literally sleep apnea, so I could sleep, like, one day, and then 4 days, I won't sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's good. I mean, while dealing with your son, did your son survive? That's all we...
Embarrassing.
And on Raven, where'd you fall asleep?
Hey, it was many years ago. My brother-in-law talked me into, I was just stressed out, to go into some woman that he knew in a condo that does massages and stuff. He said, oh, you'll relax. She rubs your back. It's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So he bought me the ticket. I went to the massage place. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're nervous. I had never done it before. So I lay there. I lay on the little bench and I got my head in the little pillow and she starts rubbing my back. I'm in heaven. Anyway, I woke up. It was about 11 o'clock at night. Like, what the heck happened to me? So she felt bad. She didn't want to wake me up. Oh, you were sleeping so soundly. I didn't want to wake her. I'm like, oh, my wife's going to kill me.
Right.
You tell your wife I went to a massage parlor and I came home 7 hours later.
Right.
That's not
and it cost me $3,000. Right.
Yeah. It took some splaining. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have a great morning, man.
Have a good day, guys. Enjoy the day.
1-800-330-9999. Strangest place you fell asleep. You can call or text. 1 in 4 Americans have insomnia. Not us. We could fall asleep anywhere. I fell asleep at the top of Mount Etna one time. True story. 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven, where did you fall asleep?
On the red light signal.
You fell asleep at a red light, at a traffic light.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm really tired, I have like that internal struggle when I get to a red light. I'm like, I can just close my eyes for 1 minute.
Oh, my
one
gosh.
Minute. Yeah, it says because when you're so tired. And you should probably not be driving at that point.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's a sure way to get arrested.
Right.
All right. I mean, at least be pulled over and get a good, you know, interrogation from a cop.
Hi, Zanna and Raven. Where'd you fall asleep?
Well, 3 places. I fell asleep at the Hard Rock Cafe. I fell asleep in Disney World during the Muppet movie. And then at the Broadway show, Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, my God.
I fell asleep during some theater shows myself.
Well, that's the thing is the martinis are really good. The drinks are really strong.
That's
at the
not
theater.
The problem. The problem is that it's boring.
Oh, well, that was the problem for me. You know, to be fair, the Hard Rock Cafe takes forever to deliver your meal.
It does take a long time.
It doesn't matter which location you go to. I know the mac and cheese is great, but they take forever. Like, I get it. That's Jimi Hendrix's shirt over there or his sweat rag or Billy Joel's harmonica or something. And all that's cool. But it doesn't make it worthwhile for me to wait an hour and a half for my food.
You gotta take a nap like this lady did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's good planning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where did you fall asleep?
On spring break one year when I was young, we went to Cancun, me and 4 of my girlfriends, and our hotel lost our reservations. So, you know, it was beautiful out. We didn't know what else to do. We spent the first night sleeping on the beach. Seemed like a great idea until we woke up to the Federales standing over us shining their flashlights. Evidently, that is illegal, and we had no idea.
Well, as long as they didn't take you for a ride after that. I've been on that ride. You don't want to get in that pickup truck with the Federales.
No.
We got off with, like, a warning, but I definitely wouldn't do it again.
That story solidifies why I would never let my child go to Cancun on spring break. It's like, oh, you decided to sleep on the beach in Mexico because you didn't have a hotel that lost your reservations. Uh-huh. Got it.
Good thinking.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the weird place you slept?
Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I fell asleep in my son's karate tournament and my daughter's dance recital. My wife gives me a hard time all the time because, honestly, they're just so boring, and I fall asleep all the time.
I don't know about the karate tournament because I feel like the lights are on and, like, there's a lot of action, but I can tell you, some of those dance recitals oh my gosh, you have to sit through like 40 routines.
Right.
And they're all the same. And you're like just trying desperately to stay awake when it's like the middle schoolers doing the same routine to like Paula Abdul's straight up. It gets tiring.
And you can't leave. That's the thing.
Right.
Because then the other parents, you're a pariah to the other parents.
Yeah.
And they're not going to support your kid. And you're going to, it just begins a whole thing.
I'm not going to say I support the fact that you fell asleep there, but I'm saying I understand.
Right.
Yes. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weird place you fell asleep?
This might be hard to believe, but I fell asleep at the dentist one time in the chair.
No, I do that all the time.
I remember that we talked to Raven's dentist a while ago.
Larry. Larry on the phone anytime you need Larry. He's ready to go.
And Larry said that people fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine because I'm so uncomfortable and self-conscious about your hands in my mouth. But he said that it happens frequently. You're not alone.
No, I'm exhausted by the time I get in there, man. I wake up early and I get in that chair. It's the most comfortable chair I've ever laid in, by the way.
What?
I mean, if I could take away the drill and all that stuff, they could mount that thing right in my living room. It'd be fantastic. And then that light goes over my head and I'm done.
You realize there's couches out there, right?
Yeah. I own one.
Mm.
I'm just saying that one's better than mine.
Okay.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.